Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Spirit-Led Life 2, Keys to Increased Sensitivity. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
If you participate in a wrong thing, if you partake of a wrong thing and it defiles you, what else does it do? It dulls you. It dulls you. Right? Every time that you're watching something and something inside you is bothering you about it and you ignore that, you just dulled yourself a little bit. Every time you're listening to something and something checks you, turn that off. Turn that off. And you don't. You just go on and listen to it for 3 more hours. You just did what? If it's not of the Holy Spirit, what spirit is it of? And if you're yielding and communing with something that's of a wrong spirit, is that not having a searing effect on your conscience and a dulling? And that's why Christians get to the place where they're confused about, is this God or is it not? Is it just me or is it the devil? Why? Because they've not listened in times past. They've overrode, they've ignored, and thereby dulled their self. Oh, but there's good news. I said there's good news. I don't care how dull you might have become, you can become sensitive again. Amen. And even more sensitive than you've ever been. Yep. See, even babes in Christ can hear from God. Yep. I don't care if you were born again yesterday. Your spirit is alive unto God and your spirit is sensitive to God. When you're first born again. And the problem is that people, as they go on walking with the Lord, things come up and they ignore their heart, they override it, and they ignore, and they ignore, and they override, and it dulls them. Yeah. Where they should have become, just stayed sensitive and kept growing, then they dull their self. Conscience became seared. Oh, but I'm so glad to say today that you can be made clean again. Hallelujah. Let me give you 3 things. Turn to John 15. 3 things. This is not an exhaustive list, but here are 3 agents of cleansing for your life. Let me do it a different way. Go to 2 Corinthians 6, then we'll go to John 15. 2 Corinthians 6 and 14. Now, if you're serious about being sensitive to the leading of the Lord, you'll be listening right now. Here are things you can do to make yourself more sensitive. 2 Corinthians 6, 14. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion has light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial, or the devil? Or what part hath he that believes with an infidel? We ought not be communing and fellowshipping with the wrong thing. Right? Verse 16, and what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them. I will be their God and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. And will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, what? Let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. How can you become more sensitive? Cleanse yourself from things that defile. The thing you could not do, the blood does. But then there are some things God won't do for you. He won't make you cleanse your lifestyle. You have to do that. So what he said? Let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of the Lord. Just as simple as this. Your heart bothers you about something, cut it off. It's no more complicated than that. You know, give things the afterward test. What do you mean, Brother Keith? Well, how do you feel after you do it? Huh? Man, that tells you volumes right there. Do you feel closer to God? Do you feel cleaner? Do you feel built up and edified? Or do you feel further from God? Do you feel like you need to repent? Well, that's the thing you ought not do. Again. Right? Now, all of us have missed it in these areas, but let's all get it straight. Right? Why? Because this is costing us. This costs you in your sensitivity to the Holy Spirit. Without holiness, you won't see and perceive what is God. Oh, but those that walk clean and live close to God, when He whispers to them, they know it. They know it's Him. Man, that's worth everything. So put it away. Everybody say the after test. Yeah. Do you know what I mean by that?
Yes.
Do you feel closer to God or further from God? Cleaner or dirtier? Stronger or weaker? Right? How about when you come to church? We all shout and talk the word. You don't feel dirtier, do you? No, of course not. That brings us to our next thing you're holding there in John 15. This is a good day today.
Yes.
Adjustments are being made right now. There'll be great fruit and results out of it. It's real simple. Something bothers your heart. That's where you get off.
Amen.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah, but they do it. Well, so that's between them and their conscience.
That's right.
Right?
Amen.
If it bothers you, you can't do it lest you dull yourself. In John 15. So the three things I said I'm giving you. Number one, you cleanse yourself through separation. You have to take yourself away from things or things away from you that are defiling. You separate yourself. John 15 and 3, he said, now you are what? Clean through the word which I've spoken to you. The word cleanses. Keep a good dose of the word. Take a good word shower. Every day. Of course, I know y'all have a several minute word shower every day. Monday through Friday. Because everybody at Faith Life Church reads their chapter in the New Testament. Am I right?
Amen.
And Monday we read Hebrews 2.
Amen.
Right?
Right?
Does that have a cleansing effect on you?
Yes, sir.
When you read that word.
Yes,
and when you hear that word. The Bible talks about in Ephesians, the washing of the water of the word cleanses you.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah.
There
have been times when I heard a bunch of junk that I didn't really enjoy hearing. And I just get back home and lay across my bed and turn on my Bible CD.
Amen.
And just hear some word. Helps wash your mind.
Yeah.
Wash your soul. Cleanses. Everybody say washing of the word. Now you're clean. Hallelujah. He says in 17th chapter talks about sanctifying us through the truth. The truth cleanses you. Sanctifies you. So number two, how can we be clean? What's number one? We cleanse ourselves from defiling practices. Things that in our heart we know. The after test. After we did it, we felt bad. We felt unclean. Felt like we had to repent. We cut that off. We cleanse that. Number two, cleansed by the washing of the water of the Word. And number three, go to Revelation. Book of Revelation and the first chapter. Oh, I like this. What do you think number three is? Well, here you go. Revelation 1:5. Revelation 1:5. And from Jesus Christ. Do you love Him?
Yes.
Who is the faithful witness. Has ever told you anything but the absolute truth? Never has, never will. And the first begotten of the dead. Why does it say first? Because there's others. Many others. You and I are part of them. And the prince of the kings of the earth unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Hallelujah. What's number three? The blood. Oh, thank God for the blood. Go to the seventh chapter. Seventh chapter. Verse 9. Look closely because you're in this picture. Revelation 7:9. After this, I beheld and lo, a great multitude which no man could number of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues stood before the throne. And before the Lamb, it'll come to pass. It's not going to be long.
That's right.
Clothed with white robes.
Hallelujah.
And palms in their hands. And they cried with a loud voice. We might as well get tuned up down here. And they said what? Salvation to our God which sits on the throne and unto the Lamb. And all the angels stood round about the throne and about the elders and the four beasts. And they fell before the throne on their faces and they worshiped God. And they said, Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. And one of the elders answered and said to me, What are these which are arrayed in white robes? And where came they? Who are these folks? Where'd they come from? And I said to him, Sir, you know. And he said to me, These are they which came out of great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Holiness, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R215. That's R215. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.